Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
This is the new look. This is the Geyer Cook Report has now evolved a bit. Thanks to Tish for her support this morning and helping me test out some things. We're actually screen share right now of the show notes that you're going to see. If you go to this one, thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, and then you'll see the date there, 2016-09-21, industry standard for dates, as far as I'm concerned. And in about an hour, that'll be a clickable link. And that'll, when you click it, it'll take you right here to this episode, show notes for today's episode of the Geyer Cook Report, which we find to be, I guess, more extensive. You know, you could get more things done with it in a WordPress blog. So that's what we're doing. And until things change, it'll continue to be this WordPress blog to be the show notes. Because then if we want to add things like look at categories or subscribe to the mailing list and so forth, we've got that available. But today's show, what's on our mind today is structured data. And what that is, for short, let's call it schema, S-C-H-E-M-A, just like it shows there in the notes. And SCHEMA is a joint effort, and it's got a website, schema.org, and it looks like this. Apologies for the header being chopped off. But about schema.org, it's all spelled out for you there. And as always, we'll have the links for you in our show notes at thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. But anyway, go through the schema thing and how will schema evolve and so forth. Does schema relate to Facebook, Open Graph? A lot of the commonly asked questions about structured data and schema in particular are identified there. And that link is there in the show notes. You can see it there, schema.org, whackdocs.html. Now, so once you learned about structured data enough to the point that you can build it into your website, say you've given your page a title and a logo, and you've applied the structured data to demonstrate to the Google search bot or the Yahoo search bot or the Bing search bot, this is what the page is about. Then the search engine, Google in particular, can create what's called a rich snippet. This snippet, and it's identified in this link here that we give you, and this is from the developers.google.com. The introduction to structured data consists of common use causes, markup formats and placement, testing and publishing your markup. There's a structured data testing tool, which thank God I used it, because you know our motto, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work, right, Kelvin? So
that's correct.
I put in the code for the videos, which we're now putting into the show notes, and the structured data testing tool says, well, this isn't cricket, as they say in the mother country. So what's wrong? There's no upload date. In order for the search engine bot to know this is late model stuff, like you just put in the upload date. So we rebuilt that form that, rebuilt that answer and uploaded the code. Then we tested it and bazinga, it worked. So going back to the show notes now, we know what rich snippets are. It's just basically, it's given detailed information intended to help users with specific queries. So if their search is for the event calendar for the community newspaper in North Carolina, we won't throw anybody on the bus, Pat, but just what if. And they search for the community newspaper. If you get that identified with structured data to tell the Google bot and other search engines, guess what this is, then the user expectation is going to be met. You then become an authority for that answer, for that question. Now, that goes back to the next item here. What is schema and SEO and search engine optimization? There's a beginner's guide, which is available at this link and WordStream. Sorry about that. A little ad pops up. And WordStream, they wrote an article, how to use schema markup for SEO marketing, your site easier to find for the stupid machines, the search engine web bots, because God bless them, they can store information and they can add. And that's about the length of their strong suit. So if you make things easy for that search engine bot to do, well, your job with SEO becomes that much easier. So the next item is, what is structured data type? That has to do with, think of it like an ice cream parlor that has multiple flavors. Your content that you've developed, whether it's an event, whether it's a page for look at my dog, isn't he cute, whatever it is, it's going to have three big umbrella sections or structures to present information about. Now, the first one of these is the site structure itself. Like, what is your logo? Who's your contact information? What are your breadcrumbs saying? What are your social profile links? Just basically the who, what, when, where, and why of your website. Okay. Then after that, after you've done the structured data for that, you then can break it into even smaller for articles, individual blog posts, individual pieces of music, reviews, recipes, TV, movies, even videos, and mark up your content items for those instances. And I've got to tell you, the one I've done the most work on is for embedded videos. So if you have a question about these other ones, you'll be better off to ask Google than to ask Guy Cook today. Because right now, today, I'm still learning. Okay, there's a lot to absorb. And in commerce, the things that you want to do in commerce is to locate your business, announce any events that you might have, like maybe you have a writing contest for your community newspaper. If you have a new product, it's a separate individual product. Well, that's not going to fit the structured data that you've done to identify the site, to identify an article, but you might well say, this is the new widget that we've got. And hopefully you've got a little bit out of this. All of the links that we've got, the schema, the Google, the Word stream, and developers.google.com has got a couple, three different in here. And that section of the information ends with the commerce flavors. Then we go into the thank yous, and those are in the show notes. Remember the show notes if you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, and you'll get to see this. And that enumerates the thank yous for Edinburgh Dusters, for Eileen Smith at Basic Blog Tips, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And going down to the Guyer Cook Report evaluation question, this part right here, I'd like you to take a minute and do that, please. Please follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the newsletter. That's the summary we do every Friday. You can get that by email. And so on that note, Kelvin, I think I'll ask that eternal question. Did I forget anything?
I think you've covered everything and more.
Very good.
Well, I hope
that the new format works for everyone. If we've got any comments, criticism, be sure and email the GuyerCookReport@gmail.com. And again, remind you, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. We did some testing this morning real quick and found out some things we had to do different. On that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.